I am Vernon Joins, and for the next few moments, I want to call your attention to some passages of Scripture that are perhaps not too often studied, and we just simply call this your funeral sermon. You know, each of us has an undeniable appointment with death. In fact, Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment." Now, the statement of David is true, and it's true with us all. There is but a step between me and death, 1 Samuel 20 and verse 3. One of the rare customs of our day is the funeral sermon, and most of us have listened to scores of such orations, and I have conducted hundreds of these services. And do we realize that someday, perhaps soon, it will be our funeral, others will attend, and if the truth were spoken on that occasion, what would be said? You know, you usually only hear good things about the individual and how good they were, and some preachers falsely proclaim that they've already gone to heaven, which no one is going until after the judgment if they go. But the wise man Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, "I saw the wicked buried." He was very truthful in what he observed with that and many other things as well. And since we shall not live forever on the earth, we surely need to heed the warning Isaiah gave to Hezekiah in 2 Kings 20 and verse 1. Do you remember what he said? He said, "Set thine house in order, for thou shalt surely die and not live." The brevity and the uncertainty of life and time of judgment make it imperative that we set our spiritual house in order and that we maintain a vibrant, godly position before our Maker. Revelation 2:10 and also chapter 14 and verse 13 when he talks about those who are blessed who die in the Lord. Will we conduct ourselves in such a way that when we die, our life will still preach a noble sermon? You say, "Well, that's not possible." Oh, yes, it is. You see, it was said of Abel, "He being dead, yet speaketh." Hebrews 11 and verse 4. Or shall we be like the wicked man who died and no one cared? 2 Chronicles 21 and verse 20. Would it be said of us that we fail to glorify God who made us? Daniel 5. Or shall devout men lament our passing, as in Acts 8 and verse 1? And shall we conduct ourselves selfishly like Cain in Genesis 4 and verse 9? Shall we live courageously like Joshua in Joshua 1 and verse 7 and also 24 and 15 when he calls upon the other people to make a decision and he set the example for them by saying that after me and my house, we will serve the Lord? Jesus wept at a tomb in John 11 and verse 35. Will there be those who will weep for you when you have departed this life? But we see as the followers of Christ that they do not sorrow as the world does when a Christian dies. In fact, that's what Paul wanted the brethren at Thessalonica to know in the fourth chapter of the first epistle in verse 13. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep or dead, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Then we have the assurance that the Lord's coming back like he said he would and like he promised to do in the 14th chapter of John. And when this happens, then everyone who is saved will meet him in the cloud in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now he says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Now we strive to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom, hopefully, in Psalms 90 and verse 12. "So as we wisely spend our moments upon the earth, how are we spending them? Are we thinking about the fact that we're going to leave this earth one of these days? We're going to continue to live, of course, in spirit until the resurrection, and we'll have a new body, an incorruptible, an immortal body at that time. In Job 3:17, we read that there is a place where the wicked cease from troubling and where the weary be at rest. Isn't that wonderful to know that the Lord has a place that He's prepared for us like this? Indeed, Jesus made it plain in Mark 14 and verse 21 that it would be better for some had they never been born. I hope that's not you. Since no one is sure of life, and no one knows the day of his or her death, according to Job 24:22 and Genesis 27:2, we must be wise enough to make God our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of need, Psalms 46 and verse 1. Now, we have many battles in this life, and as Paul said in Philippians 4, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, we can win those battles, and we can even win the battle over death itself, because 1 Corinthians 15:50-58 tells us how we can do this, and he says, but thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory in Christ Jesus our Lord, the victory over death. Now, Christians can have boldness in the day of judgment, 1 John 4:17, because the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, Romans 15:13. Under deepest duress, Paul wrote that the same Lord who stood by him in life would preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, 2 Timothy 4:18. But some folk, reaping as sown, shall miss the golden strand of glory. In John 8:21, Jesus said, except ye believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come, and so forth. Many shall have so lived that the caravan they join will be marching in the wrong direction, to a destiny not to be desired. Our life is but a vapor, James 4:14, and he says it appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. It's like a passing shadow, a flower that fades away. In Job the 14th chapter in verse 1 and 1 Peter 1 and verse 24, if the Lord preached your funeral sermon or mine, would he say, enter into the joys of the redeemed? Or would he say, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels? Now, we will decide that. The Lord has told us how to live in order to be welcomed into the home of the faithful, and he has informed us concerning those that do not obey him, that they're going to be lost. So you make the decision then, but don't wait too long. Your life is just like a vapor. It appears for a little time. So if the Lord were to conduct your funeral service, what would he say?